I'm Rachel Greenberg, and this is Volta Insider. I'm here at the 2019 White House Correspondents Weekend Garden Brunch, where famous faces from the media to Hollywood to DC politicos get warmed up before the big event. People are here in DC for the White House Correspondents Dinner at the Washington Hilton. For the third year in a row, President Donald Trump has decided not to attend the gala. But there are plenty of people here at the 26th annual Garden Brunch. They are once again honoring veterans and military families, as well as talking about how to be fearless in our own lives. Welcome to Volta Insider. Gene Case, chairman of National Geographic Society and CEO of the Case Foundation. She's written a new book called Be Fearless, Five Principles for a Life of Breakthroughs and Purpose. Back in 2012, in honor of the Case Foundation's 15th anniversary, you launched the Be Fearless campaign. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, what we wanted to do was take a look at the core qualities of entrepreneurs, innovators, and change makers who'd broken through with success and look at what that took. And what we uncovered were five simple principles that were present wherever that transformational change took place. More importantly, what we discovered is that it didn't take any sort of secret sauce or secret quality that some people think is needed to break through. It really revealed that it's ordinary people who do extraordinary things.
Can you tell us what you think the most important principle is for young people to
Sure. Well, one that is really one of my favorite principles, and we typically talk about it as the last one, but it sort of belongs first, and that is let urgency conquer fear. You know, what our research uncovered is it's actually when people feel a sense of frustration or maybe even agitation, whatever it is, when they see things and they say something needs to change, that can often push us out of our comfort zone and get us to do some big, bold things that in normal course and speed, we wouldn't really find the boldness to do.
Could you tell us one time that you've been truly fearless?
Sure. Well, there was a time in my career, I was pretty young, but I was on a career trajectory at GE. And at that time, the company was the most valuable company in the world. But I had an offer from a startup down the road that was going to build a new internet service. And, you know, my friends thought I was crazy. They literally were a little shrill. What are you thinking? But I made the decision to jump. And, of course, that company was going to become AOL. And at one time, of course, at its peak, AOL carried 50% of our nation's internet traffic. But really helped usher in the whole internet revolution. So it was a time of great risk-taking for me, but I never looked back. It really ended up being both a bold decision, but one that really changed my life and in many ways changed the world.
Thank you so much. And obviously you have a great story and a great example, and we're so appreciative of your written work and the work that the Case Foundation does.
Thanks, Rachel. Great to be with you.
Jordan Klepper, host of the new docuseries Klepper on Comedy Central. Today we're talking about how to be fearless in our lives, living a life of purpose and courage. Tell me one time you felt truly fearless. Was it when you were arrested while taping your new docuseries?
I did. I was lucky enough to go down and meet some undocumented students in Georgia, and they unfortunately don't have enough of a voice. And in talking to them and talking to other people who had put themselves on the line to try to amplify that voice, I was inspired to stand up along with them and be arrested. And I think it's those moments where you can give voice to the voiceless, where you can be most fearless.
U.S. Army Lieutenant General Gwendolyn Bingham. So first, Lieutenant General, I'd like to thank you for your service. Thank you. And also congratulate you. So you're going to receive the White House Correspondents' Garden Brunch Be Fearless Award. And honestly, I think your story, joining the Army ROTC in college at a time when women were no longer part of the auxiliary but part of the Army itself, is honestly pretty fearless. And did you know at the time what you were doing was something pretty revolutionary?
I really didn't. I came in, my father was an Army first sergeant. He and my mom were married 54 years, and I was an Army brat and very proud of that fact. But at the time when I graduated from college, I owed 4 years in service obligation because I came in on an Army ROTC scholarship. So my real intent was just to do 4 years, and as I say, not a day longer. But as you well know, I've served almost now 38 years. It's been an incredible journey, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
What does it mean to you to be fearless in your life?
Yeah, thank you. I actually think that's a great question, so thank you. When we're doing anything that we're doing, I don't know that we think about it as being necessarily fearless, but I believe that everyone has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So in so many ways, I think, is being able to pursue that which you want to do without letting anyone tell you no or let anybody steal your joy. And I often tell subordinates as I coach, teach, train, and mentor them, don't let man steal your joy or your dreams, because if you can conceive it and you believe it, you can achieve it with hard work and perseverance. So being fearless is really being able to pursue that which makes you happy and that which you want to aspire to become.
MSNBC's Ali Velshi. Today, we're talking about how to be fearless in our lives, living a life of purpose and courage. Tell me one time that you felt truly fearless.
Well, it's funny for me because one of the things that I do, it's not really a big part of my job these days, although it happens, is I go out to hurricanes. And I always think it's weird. I cover these hurricanes and I always think to myself, that's so weird. Everybody else is leaving town. The roads are clogged going the other way and we're going in. And I thought to myself, there's absolutely nothing about me that makes me better able to withstand a hurricane with my crew than anyone else who's leaving. Buildings blow down and things get damaged. But it is that purpose that you have. When you go into bad things that people are leaving, it's because you believe that you have some reason to be there and there's some purpose you're filling. And I think that is the important thing. If you are purpose-driven, you can go head forth into anything and survive it. That's what the issue is. So fearless to me means being purpose-driven, knowing why you're going and going in for it.
What advice would you give to people to be fearless and to have that courage in their own lives?
We are all born knowing what is right and what is wrong. We are all born knowing what we can do to help the world. It takes us many, many years of school and study and experience to say, how exactly will I apply that? But we know what we're supposed to do. Find that thing that you're supposed to do and make that the most important thing that you do. That's my view of it. Try and find out what you were meant to solve.
Representative Debbie Dingell of Michigan. Today we're talking about how to be fearless in our lives. Tell me one time that you felt truly fearless.
I, right after I got elected to Congress, a young Muslim boy from my district had just gone into the Marines, and all he wanted to do was to serve this country because he knew how lucky we are, those freedoms we have that we take for granted. And he died under mysterious circumstances. And everybody told me, don't take on the Marines, don't ask questions. And I knew that that young man loved this country so much, he had gone to fight for it, and I had to find the answers. And we did find the answers. It was not a good story. It turned out that some of the sergeants were targeting Muslims, but the Marine Corps commanded it, investigated, found the truth, and those people who told me you shouldn't do this came to me and said you were right.
What advice would you give to young people to have that courage to stand up even when somebody's telling you not to?
You need to know in your heart what's right, and if you've been brought up with the right values, you never have to be afraid to stand up for what's right and to help. We're all part of a community, and we need more people to have courage to stand up for what's right.
I'm Bailey Bolden, makeup artist and hairstylist.
Tell me about one time you felt truly fearless.
Today I feel truly fearless. Being a transgender American is a very difficult thing today. And being here with Stephanie Rule and her friends at NBC, it just means everything to me. And this moment, and in this moment, I'm being fearless. So thank you so much.
I love that.
Thank you.
MSNBC's Stephanie Rule. Tell me about one time you felt truly fearless.
One time I felt truly fearless. I can't say that I ever feel absolutely fearless, but I can say that every day putting yourself out there and trying your hardest and being your best self is the most fearless you can be. And I think that we think of fearlessness in terms of this giant, brave act, and I don't think that's what it is. I think being fearless means to just own who you are right? Like, we are part of a society filled with shame and secrets and finger pointing. There is no such thing as an ugly truth. There's just the truth. And the sooner you can own whatever your truth is, that's what fearless looks like.
Thank you. Actor Michael Kelly. Do you have a deeper understanding of the kind of fearlessness it takes to enter the military and serve your country?
You know, I, having just done the two military shows that I've done, The Long Road Home and the HBO one, I forget the name of the other one. Anyway, having done those shows, I can't even still begin to understand the fear. You know, I have had fake rubber bullets being shot at the vehicles and blanks. You're driving in a Humvee, and I can't, and it's still, you would go home at night and just be like, you're shook from it, you know. It's, you see the muzzle blast coming out. I can't imagine real bullets like I did. No, so fearless for me. I think my kids are fearless. You know, they, and I encourage them to be fearless. But I think as an adult, we tend to lose sight of our fearlessness. We put up walls and we guard ourselves. And you know, kids exemplify fearlessness. You know, and so if you are able to maintain that as an adult, hats off, man. Utmost respect.
Thank you for listening to Volta Insider. This has been a production of Haddad Media. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and check out more of our interviews on voltainsider.com.